A divided Supreme Court has struck down the Defense of Marriage Act, saying it was unconstitutional because it denied equal protection to legally married same-sex couples. The court also cleared the way for the resumption of same-sex marriage in California after ruling that groups that put Proposition 8 on the ballot didn't have the authority to defend it after state officials declined to do so. Reaction is coming in from members of Congress to the ruling on DOMA, and divisions certainly run deep. Here's NPR's Tamara Keith.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi celebrated the court's decision, saying it bent the arc of history once again toward justice.
Justice was done for thousands of LGBT families nationwide. Just think of what it means to them.
She criticized House Republican leaders for spending more than $2 million in taxpayer dollars to defend a provision of the law now deemed unconstitutional. Republican leaders say they had to because the Obama administration refused to defend a law passed by Congress and signed by President Clinton. Majority Leader Eric Cantor said in a statement he is disappointed in the decision and that the debate will now continue in the states. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the Capitol.